Hey, Hicken here. Thanks for checking out the 1010XL On Demand. It's brought to you by Kuhn Flowers, locations on Beach Boulevard and in Ponte Vedra. Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
You ever thought about how stupid some of our favorite teams like chants are? Like if you don't know anything at all about anything and you just all of a sudden popped onto the earth and all of a sudden you see 80,000 people saying woo pig suey. You know what I mean? Hey, and we could go on and on. I'm not going to, I do that because I'm from Arkansas, but everybody's got a dumb one.
I mean, that's again, that, just culture in general. Like, if you don't really understand it, a lot of the stuff looks stupid.
Yeah, I was thinking. I'm thinking about because that Gators commercial. Like, why did we? Why is that dude saying to go Gators?
Because I don't. I think sometimes you get caught up in it and you don't get a chance to listen to what a majority. That's what it feels like. A majority of them sound like. Like, you get a good one. You get a good one. Like, you know, some people. But go Gator. That's what I imagine. Most Gator fans sound like. No knock. It's just I believe the war chant and everything else sounds lovely, but there are probably some people, a vast majority, off key, and the way they do it make you wonder about their stability in their brain, if they have CTE or not.
Yeah. I don't know. I just heard that commercial. It's the first thing I thought of.
I mean, you talk about wandering off this planet. Imagine wandering off this planet and you just stumble upon a field where there's this one guy with really, really high khaki shorts on and a polo shirt, and every time he blows a whistle, hundreds of young men move in formation all around in unison to somebody screaming, period one. Period two.
You talking about Dan Mullen?
No. That's just anybody, any coach. Like, we used to talk about that at football practice. Like, what if somebody just walked, knew nothing about football, and this is what they saw? Like, how weird would that look?
What would be the weirdest looking sport if? Because I feel like football, somebody could figure out. Okay, it's a little brutal, but like, what would be that sport that somebody would look at and go, "What?
Curling." I look at curling all the time and don't know.
It would be baseball, because if you didn't know, you'd be like, "When is this over?" Like curling, at least there's the little thing in the center.
Darts. Baseball, you really don't know when it's over.
Yeah, I tell you, like, my oldest son doesn't care anything about sports. So we go to a baseball game last year, and he's just like, what is going on? Like, I mean, I guess that basketball would be okay. Like, wrestling, all those, like, wrestling's like a medieval thing.
Wrestling's just forever. Wrestling, boxing.
Yeah, there's a point to those.
It's just two guys going after it.
Maybe golf.
Yeah. I always wonder about the creed, like, the only one that has like a really cool story, lacrosse has a really cool story with how it started. And then once you understand, it kind of makes you understand the sport a little bit. It was a war game, Indian war game, and how it's like you're supposed to, the goalie is supposed to be like the person, like the king or whatever. You protect the king. You have people who stay back in their defense people. Then you have the middies who are like your communications that go back. They can defend or they can attack, and then you have your attacks who attack the village. That's what the breakdown is supposed to be. Like, that's kind of cool. Football.
You think it's true?
I mean, may not be, but it sounds
like something
good.
The two drunk dudes said.
Well, no, it is actually an Indian. I mean, that's where it came from. Now, some of the other things I believe are embellished, but football came from soccer. Like, the person just got tired of kicking it and picked the ball up and ran. Picked the ball up and ran. I mean, that's a very dumbed down version of it, but it's but yeah, a lot of our traditions, a lot of the songs that people sing, and like I've always been curious to alma maters, like when people sing them, like who, I don't even know FSU's alma mater. I know our fight song. I don't know our alma mater.
Yeah,
but people who actually sing it, like I'm like, all right, who created? Who took the time to create this?
Yeah. That's true. The Westminster Dog Show. If you just stumbled upon that one day, you would kind of go, well, what was that all about? Anyway, hopefully what you've done is you got off of work today. Man, it feels like it should be Friday. This is the longest stinking week ever. It's only Wednesday. But hopefully you got off work and went to ABC. Or, you know what would be even better? If you got off work, you got your house, and they're waiting on you. Was your delivery from thehumidor.com.
That would be dope.
That you ordered a couple days ago, and you put in Sports Den, and you got 20% off of best cigars. That would be amazing. If that didn't happen today, it could happen like for you soon. Just go to thehumidor.com. Huge selection of cigars. Get your order in, and save 20% by putting in Sports Den in the coupon code. Or just go by ABC and get a bunch of drink and then do it, because I think if you drink a lot, you'll probably order more.
True.
Mm-hmm. I heard y'all coming in. I heard you and Rick talking about this draft stuff. And I know your boy's in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to act like Cleveland's this great place now?
It's,
all because they got OBJ?
No, downtown Cleveland is a lot better than downtown Jacksonville. It's a lot to do in downtown Cleveland. It's a freaking casino.
Do you know it could be 25 degrees then?
In April?
Yes.
It more than likely will be 55, 65. It'd be a hell of a lot cooler than it is here. It's not going to snow. Now, the NBA All-Star game that I might want to go to, now that's going to suck, weather-wise.
Oh. Average temperature.
I mean, it's a lot to do downtown Cleveland.
Man, I'm not – the average temperature is a high of 57, a low of 42 in April.
I'll take that.
Which means if you just go a little bit off that average, it's freezing.
It could be a, I mean, I'm going to go be positive and go a little bit
so
above.
So all of a sudden,
average.
You're Team Cleveland. So all of a sudden, the city you made fun of for years.
Because I know people, I know where I can go, I have access. I have access to
Vegas.
It's going to
change the city. I mean, Cleveland.
Yeah,
I'm saying it doesn't change the city for the masses. It's like all of a sudden, they get Baker Mayfield and they get OBJ and now it's, Cleveland's
you thought
awesome.
I was worried about the masses. I don't care about them. I care about,
we're doing
like,
a radio show. We're talking to the masses.
But the thing I'm talking about, for me to go up there and to do Facebook Live, Periscope, some of the interviews that we could probably get, some of the things, like our show would be dope.
There's no way that Cleveland should be hosting the draft.
It's all about hotels and space.
I'm not saying that Jacksonville should. I'm saying that New Orleans would be better.
But it's so
everywhere.
But the stadium. But okay, you got, it has to be centered around close to where the stadium is.
Like, the stadium was clear across the river in Nashville.
Is that okay? I didn't.
Yeah, and the stadium wasn't anywhere near in Philly.
They didn't have it in.
No, they did it downtown Philly.
So where would they host it in New Orleans?
Bourbon Street.
Where on Bourbon Street?
Like
just outside?
Just like they did at the end of it, set up the stage, just like they did in Nashville.
That's
the same thing.
Bourbon Street is so, that screams a bad. I mean, not bad time, but that
screams
terrible.
I gave New Orleans as an example. Miami would be better. Tampa
Miami,
would be better.
Of course,
Orlando
Miami,
would be better.
I would hope.
I mean, all
not
these
Orlando.
Places.
They'll host a weird place. Like, of course, or Miami or I was thinking Tampa for
Cleveland
2022.
And why Kansas City?
But I think the Miami and Tampa won't do it because they have a Super Bowl so close. Like, both of them are hosting Super Bowl in the next 2 years. So that erases
that. Here's
what
Goodell said. Goodell said, the draft's going to take place around First Energy Stadium, including the shore of Lake Erie and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Says Cleveland has a passionate fan base, and the city offers distinctive, iconic locations and attractions that will bring the NFL draft experience to fans in unique and exciting ways.
I mean, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is cool. It's just not as big as I thought it would be.
Kansas City plans to host their draft near Union Station at the National World War I Museum and Memorial.
That sounds cool.
It's Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but like the fact it's at the memorial, that's kind of cool. But Kansas City has way, like I you have a much better argument with Kansas City.
I'd live in Kansas City every day of the week before I'd live in Cleveland. In fact, if you told me, hey, you can have a weekend away in either Kansas City or Cleveland, book me in Kansas City.
Saw a movie about Kansas. Little girl had to click her heels.
wasn't in Kansas City.
It's all the same. It's like one city.
Kansas City is actually Missouri.
Kansas City is in Kansas as well.
Not the
not
main
the one
part.
That we know.
Not the main part.
But I'm just saying it's in both.
Yeah, it's in both. I don't know. I don't. But I guess, you know, I'm saying that, but it worked out great in Philly. It was a little chilly in Chicago, if I remember right, when they had it in Chicago. Where all they had it? Philly was the first year that they took it away from
New York.
Is that right? Am I right there? Let's see. Hold on. Okay, no, Chicago was the first year. So it went Chicago, then Philly, then Arlington or Dallas, and then Nashville. And now it'll be Las Vegas.
I wouldn't mind Atlanta.
Yeah. Just I don't understand the Cleveland thing at all. Well, I mean, we're taking it to Buffalo and
nah, never.
In 24.
But it was cool until Roger said that. Like Lake Erie is a really pretty place. Like right there. That's the remember I told you how it looked like if I ever fell into that lake, just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it'll be over anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it looked like. Thing is, like it looks like sewage.
So they awarded it to Cleveland in 21 and Kansas City in 23, but has not awarded the 22
no.
yet.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. That's what me and Blue were talking about.
Didn't realize that.
We were saying could Jacksonville? He doesn't believe Jacksonville could be ready to even put a bid in, which I kind of agree, but I also seen how quick things changed in the last 3 years. Just looking at the Townsend area when they're motivated, when the city's motivated.
Would you have to do it downtown in Jacksonville? I guess you would.
I mean, you would do it in the town center, but it's so far away from the stadium.
But the stadium is irrelevant in this.
No, I'm just saying, but like that would be the if I was Shot Khan, that would
you'd
be
want
the
it
draw.
Dailies and yeah. I got you.
The problem is no matter what, like I've learned, I thought the hotel situation was grossly exaggerated until the last few weeks. The state championship track and field was here at UNF, along with like one or two other events. None of them over like major deal in themselves, but like not like nothing that like Orlando or Miami or other big cities don't host all the time. Man, there was no hotels available.
Mm-hmm.
My high school coach stayed with me because his team was in this. He had some kids in the state championship, and I thought he was BSing. He was like, "Yo, there's literally nowhere to stay." And then I looked on Priceline, and I was with him. It was like one hotel available, like at a Hampton Inn or at a Super 8, and it was like $400. I was like, "I'm not paying $400 for no Super 8 for no trap hotel."
Yeah, I mean, Lot J won't be ready by then. Even if they started tomorrow, so yeah, they definitely ain't coming here in 22. We got to get into this because this is crazy to me. This whole Chris Broussard, Kevin Durant thing.
Yeah, dangerous on Kevin Durant.
This is fascinating, actually. We don't talk much basketball, and this isn't technically basketball. This is just an amazing situation and or story. We'll get to that coming up next. Now I'm a telling world teller. I'm a teller everywhere I go. Telling world teller. Yeah, I'm a billboard. Telling world teller. And I'm broadcasting like a radio. Telling world you ought to know. I'm brand new. Listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL. You know what I think I'm going to do is each night when we're talking about Thin and Be Med Spa, everybody knows they help you lose weight. Everybody knows they can help you if you got issues in the bedroom. But like last night when we were looking at Thin and Be Med Spa website, I didn't realize everything else they did. I'm going to pick one. Let's see. Let's learn something. You want to learn something?
Yeah.
Let's see what Tempsure Vitalia is. Never mind. We're not going to see what that one is. Dude, you ain't gonna believe this. Just go to ThinMD MedSpa real quick. Go to ThinMDMedSpa.com real quick. And go to our services part. You can play along too if you'd like, country. Because y'all are gonna get a laugh out of this. So go to our services. Click on it. And I literally just was looking at it, and I'm like, I'm not real sure what this is. So I just said, temperature Vitellia. You see it down there? Second to last column.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I really should talk about that on our radio show.
I mean, I'll be tweeting that out.
Wow. That went horribly wrong. If you're wondering what it is, then you need to go to ThinMDMedSpa.com, go to their services, and you'll see that I just seriously just picked out vaginal rejuvenation.
You get a free consult.
Really?
That's what I said.
Mm. They literally do everything there, don't they?
That's so funny.
I mean, would you have come up with that off the name?
Mm-mm.
No, right? Huh.
The more you know.
Did you see it? How about temperature cellulite reduction? Let's see. Eliminate cellulite and stubborn fat safely and effectively without surgery or downtime. It's the only FDA clear procedure to do that. Hmm. You said you like cellulite, though. No, that was stretch marks.
No, stretch marks.
Yeah. Look, bottom line, go to ThinMD MedSpa. Like, if it has to do with your health or your appearance, they probably can help you. ThinMDMedSpa.com. Go see Dr. Capasso. You ballers need to get on that executive program. That's what you need to do. Get your life heading in the right direction. Kevin Durant may need to go by there.
Mm.
Who's in the wrong in this? We don't know, do we?
KD.
So you know that automatically?
Yes. Because the Chris Broussard, the explanation that he gave made perfect sense.
So let me tell people what happened.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Chris Broussard, and now that I'm wanting to do this, this computer is acting up, of course. Chris Broussard went on his TV show, which is watched by, safe to say, millions of people?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's talking about how he and Kevin Durant text. He said text, to be fair, a lot. So Kevin Durant then takes to social media and says, bro, you don't even have my number. So when I first saw that, I thought, well, that's weird. Like, why would Chris Broussard, knowing that he's got millions of people that watch, why would he lie about something like that? You know, knowing he's going to get called out, knowing it's going to get back to KD, or at least people that know KD. And then what was his explanation?
His explanation was this. He's like, okay, not your, I didn't mean literal text. I mean IG, DMs, you know, different Twitter. And, you know, he probably could. Like, there are people who you talk to more. I used to joke about it all the time. Like, I could call somebody or text them and they won't answer. But if I add them on Twitter or on Facebook, they respond immediately.
Yeah.
It used to annoy me. But then, you know, there's time, a few times I've actually had, with our boy Ricky, right? I've been texting Ricky, talking to him on the Twitter timeline and direct messaging him all at the same time.
Why?
But it's just different conversations started at different times, and you just kind of keep going through it. So I can see where Chris Broussard is coming from. Like, dude, I talked to you. Like, don't act like I didn't talk to you. And that's what I put. I retweeted. Broussard said, drop the mixtape, bro. Screenshot it. Drop it. But that's why I said it could go back. Here's the thing. if it's nothing really pertinent, if you're the GOAT, why are you responding? Like, it's his job. Like, people lie all the time, or people embellish things all the time. But, like, KD has this, like, complex where, like, actually, KD doesn't have any room to talk to anybody. He's the one who had the fake, the burner Twitter account.
I was about to ask that. Wasn't he the one that did that, had, like, different accounts?
Yeah, and then said it wasn't him until people, but the dummy actually put his phone number, the same phone number, so they could find out.
It's just a weird thing.
KD has this.
So why would he call him out like that?
Because it's easy to do, and it brings attention to him. Dude, like, the tweet that came out today that was hilarious. Or it was an article, I think, by, like, The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
Employee caught burning all his sick leave before he leaves to go to another company. And there was a picture of KD. Like, you should be, like, kind of just chilling, playing the back. Your team got you to the destination that you need to get to without your help. And you possibly could get a ring and not have to dribble another basketball game. Like, just chill out. There's no need to draw attention to yourself.
I mean, Kevin Durant.
KD is the male basketball version of Aisha right now. Like, look at me. That was a look at me tweet.
Why, though?
Because
see, that's the part that doesn't make any sense. That's why I'm fascinated by this.
Maybe he doesn't like Broussard.
So on Undisputed, which is FS1, Broussard said exactly this. KD and I have a love-hate relationship. We've texted for 2-3 hours straight about life, football, media, faith. KD has gone at me much harder privately. We make a living critiquing athletes. It would be hypocritical of us to not be able to take it. KD retweets that from the Undisputed page. On his page says, cap, you don't have my number, man. To which Broussard responded, IG DM, Twitter DM, text, it's all the same nowadays, dude. Don't act like I'm lying. Like, it's just a weird thing, man. It's like, why even get involved? Why? If Katie's right, if they don't talk, then Broussard's an idiot. And I think, like, I refuse to think he's that dumb. But at the same time, I refuse to think that KD's that dumb. If he was taking this, like, literal. These are two very successful guys. Why even mess with this? That's just a weird thing.
Twitter's a weird place. And KD is a weird individual. Like, with all the things that he has going on, you would think he'd be able to focus on, you know, trying to be LeBron light. Not his basketball stuff, but, like, KD's got a show. He's doing things, like, off the court that he's trying to, like, establish. I would think that would be where he would be focusing right now.
I mean, he's easily one of the top, what? If not the best.
Might be the best basketball player.
Yeah, if not the best, he's easily top three in the game.
Yeah, I'll give him the best right now.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just weird. I like Kevin Durant. I've never held it against him that he went over there. I don't know. In a day and age where people leave all the time from where they're at,
it's not
the dude wanted to win.
That's not people could understand that part. It's the problem is that you were literally, you had him beat. Now, he probably would have never won a ring, to his defense. I think had Golden State just demolished them, people would be like, all right, man, that was smart. But you were up 3-1.
But it worked out. He's got several rings now.
Listen, if that's. That's why I think, like, some of the – that's how you can tell things get to him.
It's like, but how is that any different in wanting to go somewhere to ring chase? How is that any different than wanting to go somewhere to money chase?
It's, again, money chasing is – if that's what you want to do, that's it.
But what I'm saying is we don't
– it's not about – people make it – like, people understand – you understand it when you want to. It's not about – it was never about KD going to ring chase. It was who he chose to go ring chase and how he lost to them. You had them beat.
Well, who else was he going to ring chase with?
No, but what I'm saying is, had it, it's like, it had, and people want to compare it to LeBron, it would have been the LeBron situation was ring chasing. But it would have been different if LeBron, when he lost to the Celtics, if he would have went to the Celtics. Like, that's, I think that's where people have the issue, and it's not even a real big issue. Like, but KD doing these other things make it like, man, dude, you're like a little kid, man.
Yeah, now this is
it's not even like petty stuff. I mean, it's petty, but it's beyond petty.
Yeah. Well, the NBA loves it because they're in the news a lot today. Drake in the news about how much he's trash talking, which
Drake gets away with things and can't at the Raptors game that nobody else. Like, did you see the after like they hit a shot, or after Kawhi hit a shot, he goes, literally gets up out of his seat, walks all the way over and like rubs the coach's shoulders. I'm like, man, if you don't go sit your behind down somewhere, bro.
Well, it's funny because a senior executive for Octagon, who is the agency that represents, I can't say his name, Giannis.
The Greek?
Yes. He was talking about this today, and he said, he went to Twitter, called out Drake's antics, and he said, imagine a gig and an athlete on VIP seats right next to the band, stands up on the stage just to show off during the entire game, knowing cameras are on him, occasionally even massaging the singer. Security and him both allow it. Never seen anything as disrespectful as this before.
And this is when Drake used the Miami Hurricane reference.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He said, like, if you don't want me to dance, you don't want us to celebrate, then beat us.
Bro, you...
Like, if somebody comes up and tries to touch Drake while he's performing, that is just some random person, like, you're going to get beat down. You're going to get beat to sleep.
I've always given Drake the benefit of the doubt because the dude is insanely accomplished as an artist,
mm-hmm.
especially if you want to count money, if that's the trophies you want to count. But he does get on my nerves with this type of stuff. I mean, pull forever you want to pull for, but, bro, come on, man, you ain't playing in the game. If some other dude that wasn't a celebrity did this, they'd be kicked out the arena. Without question.
Right. I mean, even Spike couldn't get away with that in New York.
You don't think?
Nah.
Oh, Spike got away with a lot.
Like, Spike, like, could not interfere. Like, that technically is interfering with a game. Like, you're close enough to, like, I mean, it's cool. It's definitely for clout. Is nothing more. It is the clout. Is the most cloudiness of the clouts. That makes no sense. But like nobody, like Jay-Z can't even. Jay-Z, when he was a partial owner of the Nets,
yeah,
couldn't even say they. You know, they never won, but couldn't even say like, yo, I could go over there and just look inside, peek inside the huddle during a timeout.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although one of the best moments ever was when Reggie Miller.
Did the choke?
Yeah. Just completely shut Spike up. Like,
now, that's one of the benefits of being on the Wood, is to be able to really, really feel like you're a part of the game and talk a lot of trash. I mean, front row, like row one, and then, but actually, or actually being on the Wood is just, it's amazing. It changes the whole way you view a basketball game. Like,
I'd be pissed if somebody landed on me, though, and knocked over my beer.
I would
protect. Because I didn't get it from ABC, so I paid a bunch of money for it.
I would go protecto mode. Like, if I see a person coming at, but then again, I'm also larger than most humans. But
not them.
No, they're just taller. Like, if I see one of those guys barreling at me,
mm-hmm.
I know there's no way I can't retreat.
Right.
I don't know where Tend they're the going. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I was trained to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to duck my head.
Uh-huh.
Well, not duck my head. I'm going to tuck my head, drop my shoulder.
Right.
And I'm going to give a 6-inch punch.
Right. Take out the thigh.
Yeah. It's terrible. One time at practice, some kids were coming. They were doing one-on-one drill. I was down the field. I didn't see it coming. I couldn't get out of the way. And they were bumping into each other. And there was no way I could avoid this collision. I took the kid out. It was either him or me. He's younger. he's going to recover faster. So, I mean, I might have depleted the kid. It was felt good.
How old was the kid?
Oh, high school kid.
But freshman?
Nah. Like a junior.
Okay.
A little dip and lift. He's been hit before. He's probably been hit harder.
566 isn't happy with me on my Cleveland critique. He says, dude, you're tripping, Denny. He said, literally a couple of the most fun nights I've ever had in my life were in downtown Cleveland. The land, I guess that's what they call it, is awesome. I honestly don't understand the national hate. Amazing place with a lot of energy, I thought. I mean, if you've got enough ABC, you can have a fun night anywhere. You can go to Palatka.
Some hole-in-the-wall clubs at Palatka that are bumping.
I mean, so I need more information than that, 566. Like, what did the city of Cleveland have to do with your fun night? Was that what it was, or was it who you were hanging out with, or was it what you were drinking? Like, are you sure you couldn't have the exact same fun night in any other major city in the country?
I mean, the problem is again, where a lot of this stuff takes place, you got to have a hotel. Could you have had the fun and had somewhere to stay?
Every major city has hotels.
But do they have enough hotels?
I'm not talking about Jacksonville. Yeah, they have enough hotels in New Orleans and Miami and Tampa.
Yeah, but those places, New Orleans might be busy. New Orleans might still be recovering from, wait a minute,
Mardi Gras is February. Well, that's Fat Tuesday, so March. So, I mean, they got a month. Bro, they host so much stuff down there. You don't think Las Vegas is recovering from something every day?
Yeah, but that city was designed for a party.
That's true.
Like, it wasn't designed for anything else.
This is true. I mean, San Francisco would be another great place.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
San Francisco's beautiful, man.
Apparently, hamstrings don't last in San Francisco.
Or Jacksonville. Isn't that what Leonard had?
Oh, it is what Leonard had.
Are you going tomorrow? OTA?
No, I'll go Friday.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I thought I could go. I was joking about not going on Tuesday, but until I realized I had some meetings.
I won't be there Friday.
I just got informed that I have a 90-minute massage. Would you rather go get a 90-minute massage, or would you rather go to practice?
I'd rather go to practice, but I know what you're saying because I don't like people touching me.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, well, something – this was planned before I even knew we were really getting the credentials.
Yeah. No, I'm not a massage guy. No offense, Robert Kraft. None at all. Just not my cup of tea, random people.
I'm not getting a Robert Kraft massage.
strangers no, touching
I'm
me.
I'm not getting a 3-finger discount. Just a normal
– For 90 minutes.
Yeah, for 90 minutes. Like, that's a long time. I'll have shorts on. So
our boy Travis, a big game out here trying to get kicked out of arenas. Out here talking about lowering the boom on the merchandise court side.
I'm not saying I'm going on the court, but if they're coming at me, like, I'm not finna get knocked out. I will pick them up.
So what if
I just hope
Shaq?
It's not Shaq.
What if,
I just
what if it's Shaq back in the day?
Listen,
what if it's Zion?
Oof. That could be bad. That could be bad either way, man. Like, there's no – like, what I'm saying is there's no avoiding it. Like, trying not to get the CTE is not going to help you. You're going to get the CTE. It's just about how you're going to get it.
You're just going to make sure that they catch something too is what you're saying.
If you're delivering the blow, you typically have a better shot at not really getting hurt, seriously hurt.
Very true. Very true.
I mean, that's my fear. I mean, Zion, man, I'm like, whew.
Chris Long retired recently, or just, what, a few weeks ago?
No, it was a couple of days ago.
Whatever it is. Like I said, this week seems like forever.
Went out like a G.
He actually did an interview with Dan Patrick today where he has some interesting things to say. We'll get to that coming up next.
1010XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know who Eric Sanchez is?
Nope.
Some public relations guy, whatever. He's a New Orleans guy.
Okay.
So, apparently, Alvin Kamara just, you know, nice, fun-hearted interview where he was talking about his off-season workout regiment. And
oh, it's the BOSU ball?
Yeah, it's just, you know, that was one of them.
That's dangerous, by the way.
I'm
a Saints fan. You don't need to be doing that crap, man.
And so he says, I just read an article about Alvin Kamara's impressive offseason workout regimen, but I wouldn't know that here because all he tweets about is putting out notices he might steal everyone's girlfriend. I'd love to join him when he does service in the community, though. I'm like, why do people like all of us, like, why do people always assume that you're not doing something? Like, people called him out properly. They said, why don't you do something and invite him out? But I love Alvin Kamara's response. You know what his response was?
What?
You got a girlfriend? I'll do some community service. I'll steal your girl. But it's just it always irks me. That's always the first goal. They're never in the community doing nothing. Well, shoot. Invite him out.
He needs to be out in the community instead of doing that stinking workout. Like, I saw that today.
Yeah, I've seen people do that before. That's not what he does every day. Can't be what he does every day. Look, that was just
I am a Saints fan. Alvin, stop.
You can't do that. I can't do that. He does have a good enough balance and control to do it. He could have got done the same, but and it wasn't a Bosu ball. It was an actual plyo ball.
Yeah.
Bosu ball would have been safer.
A lot easier.
Like, it would have been the right way to do it. But, like, completely right. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
If there's other ways to accomplish whatever it was you were trying to accomplish. We don't need you breaking an ankle. All it takes is one little slip off that thing, man.
Very true.
Next thing you know, you're at least get a trainer that can throw whatever that was he was throwing.
That was he was probably like one of the new craze or whatever to do is to actually go to like PT clinics are starting to try to put performance things. And I saw the company that I used to work for, they thought that you could just replace exercise science guys or performance trainers with PT. It is not that they can't do a good job, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so really he was more doing a rehab or a stability type workout as opposed to trying to make gains.
Hey, if you don't have anything to do Friday night, now you do. We've got another, is it a four-pack country?
Yep, another four-pack to give away for the third annual First Pitch Benefiting Walk-Off Charities that's taking place Friday night.
So, okay, this is the Home Run Derby, Celebrity Home Run Derby.
Yep.
Does anybody actually hit home runs?
I mean, they bring in like a temporary fence, so it's a shortened field.
I wonder what the wonder how far it is.
Yeah, can we get some numbers? And why wasn't? Can I not try to swing a bat? I'm not a celebrity enough. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So there's that. And is there a shrimp game or something? Do you know?
No, I don't think there's a shrimp game.
Okay, so it's a walk-off charities event.
Yes.
Okay, but it's at the baseball grounds. All right, and we got four of them.
We got a four-pack.
Okay, and what caller do you want to take?
Let's go caller three.
All right, there you go. Caller three, it's on us. James is buying your drinks.
Yep, I'll get all you can drink water
from the fountain. I was about to say.
From the fountain. You got to provide your own cup, though. You got to buy a cup.
If you can find him, if you can find James here on Friday night, he'll buy you a drink, because we'll be here. We should be doing our show live from there.
Yeah.
We should be doing. I want to get – no, never mind. That's when that heat's going to start. Like, tonight is beautiful. Chris Long, recently retired Eagles defensive end or defensive lineman, he's on the Dan Patrick Show. He's 34 years old. I didn't realize he was that old.
I played against him.
Did you?
Hmm?
I love hearing our giveaways. Denton XL, you won the tickets. What's your name? Keep it moving.
Stop calling.
Y'all stop calling. Anyway, he's on the Dan Patrick Show, and they were talking about – he called in to talk about the NFL and the NFL Players Association announcing an agreement to study marijuana for pain management. Have you heard this?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we should be headed to a place where we allow players to enjoy what I would not even call a drug. Okay. Just, if you're going to make your case, don't start it off with something that's a little controversial to some people. Just make your case. It's far less dangerous than guzzling a fifth of alcohol and going out after a game. Okay. Yes. Well, jumping off of a shorter bridge is far less dangerous than jumping off a higher bridge. Just, Chris, stay with me here. Chances are the player won't even make it to the club to do this sort of thing that we all kind of wag our finger at when we hear about a guy getting into a fight or getting a DUI. You're never going to read about him sitting on the couch and binge-watching Game of Thrones again. I think from a standpoint of what's safer for people and the player, certainly people in the spotlight, it is far less harmful than alcohol. It is far less harmful than tobacco. And at various points in the league's history, they have engaged in partnerships on different levels with those respective industries. He says, I'm not a dry snitch. I'm not going to put a percentage on how much the league smokes, but I certainly enjoyed my fair share on a regular basis throughout my career. So, you know, and I was never afraid to say that, but I'm able to say it more explicitly now. Listen, if not for that, I'm not as capable of coping with the stresses of day-to-day NFL life. A lot of guys get a lot of pain management out there. Tordal did more pain management for me. Okay, that's cool, whatever you want to say. It's just I don't like the way he approached that. Like, if you want to go and you want to say the same point you've been making forever of, I think this is does less damage to your body than handing out Oxy does, and that's cool. Say that. But at the same time, like, I don't think this is a good argument, talking about comparing it to alcohol, comparing it to guys guzzling a fifth of alcohol and going out after a game. Like, just keep the main point the main point is I guess what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
I think you might be looking too deep into it. I can understand that, though. But I think he was just using that as an example of one of the many, and he also used Toradol, used other things like that were all legal. And he really, his main point was the league has partnered with other experimental drugs before in the past. Why this is a good step, but why would it shouldn't have took as long? And I think it was just more so just saying like, hey, but because there are things that are very dangerous. You know, people get stoned and driving is about just as bad as drinking and driving. But most of the time when you get high, you don't drive. So I think that was his point. But, I mean, I guess he could have made it without bringing up alcohol. But
well, it's not even just bringing up alcohol. What he's bringing up is somebody getting drunk out of their mind.
Which happens in the NFL. The alcohol abuse is a really big thing. Do you remember Hard Knocks? Like one of the first ones?
Mm-hmm.
How Tony Siragusa used to make weight?
I don't.
Because Tony Siragusa, they checked his weight, and he would try to lie and write it down. But he would go on major binges, and he would get drunk, and then he would throw up. He would sweat heavily or profusely, and that would be how he made weight. And I saw that impressionable, no, I wasn't doing it. I think I was like 16 when I watched it. But I was like, wow, it's really that serious that you have to do that? There's a lot of people who suffer with alcoholism in the league, and it's completely legal to be addicted to that. And I think I don't blame the league for taking so long, because like I was telling you, like now it's just the stigma of weed over the last, I'd even say 5 years, has really gone down.
Right.
And it's just now is the right time to maybe try to usher and be in the front of some of the things that do more studies and show the healthy side effects.
548 actually says something on the Duval 4 text on that I halfway agree with. It says it's far less dangerous than alcohol if you're alcoholic. As he said, though, he was smoking weed during his career, which could have led to a suspension of your job if caught. That's addiction, in my opinion. That's what I've told you before is my one thing about marijuana. I've never used it, so I can't really say what it does or doesn't do to you. But I know a bunch of people who are addicted to it, like hardcore addicted to it. And we talk about people who throw everything away over alcohol or throw everything away over drugs. Well, there's people who throw everything away over weed too. Like, I mean, it's not harmless, I guess is my point.
Okay, but people make that argument, but they also make the same argument that you can work somewhere else about NFL players all the time. Like, it's not – when he says harmless, I think we can take it to whatever extreme you want to take it to. I think he's purely talking about the effect on the body. And, yes, there are different strains, there are different things, and I'm not naive. Like, we joked about it the other day. The minute people said it was going to be legal medicinally – I know a bunch of guys who smoke weed recreationally that said they're going to go try to get a medical card.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't getting a medical card because they had cataracts. They're getting a medical card so they can smoke weed and not get in trouble. But like, I also know that the drugs that they willingly give you give you a similar.
Got it. No, not.
So I think that's the real argument.
I understand that.
And you can be just as addicted to those things, if not worse. And I'm coming from a standpoint of me popping pills like it's nobody's business because I was in pain.
I don't disagree with you. I'm talking more in just general. Like, to the average person who doesn't have to pop pain pills or something like that. Like, there are people who become addicted to marijuana.
I think his point, though, is that this isn't about the average person. This is about the person in the NFL. And actually, I listened to a little bit of what Mike Hollis was on The Drill this morning, or whatever time they're on. And him and Leon kind of had an amen
XL
corner.
Prime time.
My bad. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We got two shows in. We got two different.
Yes,
anyways,
we did.
But they talked about CBD oil and some of these other things that give you a different. They give you the same effect that some of these drugs that they prescribe to you give you, but it's from an alternative medicine. So, I mean, I'd rather if weed doesn't like it for weed, maybe not coke, but any drug that like. What was it? Oxycontin.
Mm-hmm.
I had do you remember Terrell Owens was talking about how he was like he got addicted after he had surgery?
Yeah, yeah.
I had those same adverse reactions to Oxycontin. Mm-hmm. Like the room spent. I was depressed. I was like I literally said I choose pain over taking this.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'd rather not throw up. I'd rather not see people in my dreams, and rather not have the room spin than be a vegetable because I smoked a pound or whatever or whatever however people say because I can't roll or do any of that stuff, so I'm definitely a lame. I have friends who smoke weed all the time, and I would say that they're addicted as much as a person who takes a shot at who drinks alcohol every day, but within reason.
Yeah,
but it is illegal. Federally, right now.
He says, 554 asked me, he says, hey, Denny, I respect that you never smoked, but being that you don't know the harm or the benefits of it, if legalized, you think you might partake? No. Like, I mean, I could have partaken now. I mean, no.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is something I don't choose to do.
Like, just some people don't drink. Some people don't smoke. Some people don't, like, I don't, that's why I don't think making it, I think making it legal in the short term, you'll see spikes, just like when people go to Vegas, when they go to Cal, like, you see all the dispensaries and things like that. It's a novelty. In 10 years, like, the people who are going to smoke are going to smoke, and they're going to be able to do it legally, and we're going to make a ton of money as a country off of this. The people who have never done it, probably more than likely will never do it. It'll be cigarettes.
982 says, there's no scientific evidence to support the claim that people can become addicted to cannabis in the medical or clinical definition of addiction. Have country look it up. I don't need to have country look it up because I know people who have become addicted. I don't need to have somebody look that up. I personally, we all do. I guess that's the thing that sometimes starts to aggravate me with not just weed, with everything. It's like there's something wrong with just about everything everybody does. You don't talk about it like it's all unicorns and rainbows. It's not great for everybody. There are people who weed has cost a lot to them. Like, just like alcohol has, just like everything else has. Like, I mean, hell, I can't talk about doing harm to your body when I'm sitting here doing a radio show with a dip in. We've all got our vices. I'm not judging anybody that smokes weed. I'm just saying I've seen it. I've seen people addicted to it. I've seen people who cannot stop.
And I think when you look into that deeper, it's the weed is, it goes back to like my stuff with pain pills. It was the pills, but it was less than the conduit. It was more so the addiction to actually feeling normal,
right? Yep.
Than anything else. So it's not like what their normal is, they can't obtain. I mean, and you could say that's an addiction or whatever, but there's some kind of trauma that caused it. Had I not, and again, this ain't no sympathy thing. If I had a chance to do it all over again, I'd sign up immediately. I actually loved playing football. I loved being able to hit people and not get in trouble for it. That's what got me into football.
Mm-hmm.
But probably had I not hit people so hard or done it for so long and had the neck issues, the wrist issues, the shoulder and the jaw and all the other stuff, I probably wouldn't have needed to get any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Probably would have been cool just drinking my coffee.
Listen, I will say this too. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. The medical benefits that people in, like, close to me who have, I have seen the medical benefits of it, and it's amazing. Like, specifically the CBD stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely amazing. I am not clowning that at all. Like, I'm not over here even stomping to not legalize it. That's not what I'm saying. No. I'm just saying, like, just be careful with your words. Like, if you're going to compare it to alcohol, then compare it all the way.
But I will dry snitch. The NFL drug testing policy is stupid. And anybody who gets jammed up in it is being very reckless.
806 makes a good point. When you think about it, you can get addicted to anything. It depends on the person. Very true.
Some people will say I'm addicted to coffee.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You can get addicted to caffeine easy. Try going 5 days without it.
I've done it before.
See how that goes.
It wasn't fun.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things we can get addicted to. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock every single night, brought to you by Loose Air Quality. Make sure you go to looseairquality.com, L-U-C-E, air quality. If you can't spell air quality, ask somebody. .com. Yeah, yeah. They smoke too much. What if you smoke and drink?
A lot of people do it.
I mean, he didn't factor that in. What if the person that drank the fifth also was smoking?
Yeah, then you have a problem.
If you smoke too much in your house, you could have bad air quality. You probably need to call Loose Air Quality. They have actually had to go in, like, to properties that used to be like meth labs that were broken up. They've had to go work on those places or do testing in those places. Like, some of the places they get sent to. It's actually an interesting line of work that Loose Air Quality does. If you have air quality concerns in your home or your business, give them a call. I'm talking about single family home all the way up to they have done literal skyscrapers. And everything in between, you go to looseairquality.com or you call 904-803-1014 and ask them about getting an air quality test done, environmental testing done. Make sure you tell them the Sports Den sent you. I'll get some of your texts in just a minute. Dom, good to see you're back. Like, all the way back, missed a segment, then sent us a text about something we really didn't even talk about. But that's all right. I appreciate your opinion. We got a lot of texts on that, so we'll get to that in a second. But let me let you get your hate out first. What you hating on?
I don't even know if this is bullying or not. I don't really know, but I was scrolling through this morning. The Twitter, and okay. I saw this thing, and it just reminded me about how much I love. I have the MFTK, and there are times when my kids get on my nerves, but there's one thing to unite the all Colemans and rightful parties is if you do something overtly bad to my kid, adult, child, doesn't matter. Okay. Everybody's held accountable, and I was seeing this thing as a teen was sickened after drinking toilet water given to him by classmates, police say.
Wait, what? Well, what? Hold on. Like they put toilet water in a cup or
bottle? Maybe right now, we stopped doing that. We started giving Trey bottled water, like in a different one every day, partially because he doesn't do a good job of bringing back his
right.
his little portable water. Like, some kids take the Yeti cups and things like that. Maybe somebody stole his cup, put some toilet water, thought it was a good joke. And the kid got sick. And,
man.
You know, and it was some sport. And I'm cool. Like, there's a court of law and there's some things that you got to go through. And that's fine. Do all that. But it's going to be multiple cases that are going to be lined up. Because not only am I coming down to kick the kid's ass, I'm looking up for the parents because you raised that turd to think that was funny to poison my kid. And actions have consequences. And I got to come in. Now, if I come up there and you maybe see how pissed I am and you start beating up on your kid first,
right?
Then I may spare you.
Right. Pound.
Yeah, be like, you know what? I was mad at you for raising this person, but clearly they came somewhere else. But, you know, people like to defend their kid. Mm-hmm. Now, if my kid did that to somebody, I'm going to slap the hell out of him in front of everybody. It may even make him partake in the beverage that he made the person do. But it's just, I don't know what are kids doing? Like, it seems like we keep talking about how much better society is getting. And maybe this is just more, things are more alert. But, like, I see more racist, more racy, more terrible bullying than I've ever seen. Some of these kids do need to stand up for themselves. But then stuff like this makes me believe, like, you know what? As a parent, you got to come down there and lay the smack down.
So let me ask you something. Let me get parenting advice from you. Walker's in bed now, so he won't be listening to this. So 2 days ago at school, one of Walker's friends was kind of mean to him. Just like, I don't know, whatever reason. Like, wouldn't sit by him, all that kind of stuff. So you know what Walker did?
What?
Went old school on him. Didn't hit him, didn't do anything like that. Literally wrote "kick me" on a sticky note and put it on the kid's back.
That's fine. Like, no,
like Angie told me this, and I'm like, wait. Okay. he went old school?
I'm going to get on you a little bit and tell you you're not supposed to do that,
right?
But that's fine. That's classic. That's classy bullying. That needs to happen, like, a little bit. But, like, you know, like, now if you said Walker, the kids, I'm not going to sit with you, and like Walker just backhanded him.
Right,
like, hey, Walker, man, like,
calm down. Yeah.
Like, but, you know, just some things, naturally, boys fight, so I don't get into that. Like, you know, kids get into fights as long as it's under control and, you know, people shake hands and hug or whatever afterwards, we're good. But, like, things like this just make the bully and make me want, because we used to bully bullies.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school and high school.
I love those videos, by the way.
Like, where
when some bully gets a crap kicked out of him.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the other side. Because it's always, like, in the younger ages, it's always the smaller person that's picking on a bigger kid because we've trained bigger kids. Now, be careful because my kids might be really, really big. I'm not training them that way. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling him to not, you know, be mindful of your size to everybody because I'd rather... You know, it's easier if the pit bull respects the master than it is, and I can pull him back then. I have a
because whether he kicks the kid's butt or he gets his butt kicked, he's getting grounded the same.
Right.
So you might as well win the fight.
Right.
So, I kind of have a hate o'clock, actually. I meant to get into this last night.
Okay.
I'm hating on people's reaction to the Dabo Swinney comments.
Ooh. I'm here for this.
Because people.
We didn't talk about it.
Like, all you saw on social media was, what a hypocrite, and all that kind of stuff, right? And they took out that quote that he had about paying players and, well, I'll just go coaching the pros.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody think to read the whole thing?
I didn't see the whole thing. What did we miss?
It was taken completely out of context.
Okay, so...
Like, completely.
So what was the context? Because all I saw was Dabo said... He doesn't want to pay. He doesn't think players should be paid. It's right.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, then he'll go like, so did they like break it up or did he say that? Then immediately there was some.
So here's what happened is the guy was talking to him about where's he going to be in 10 years? Dabo. And he said, you know, you're going to be in Clemson or you're going to be at Alabama or whatever. Dabo essentially said, and I'm paraphrasing here, and then I'll actually read some quotes. He said, man, I have no idea where I'm going to be in 3 years. He said, I don't even know if there'll be college football in 3 years. I don't know if I'll be alive in 10 years. I don't know. You know, he's going through that whole, like, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And he goes on to say, he says, who knows? They may do away with college football in 3 years. There may be no college football. They may want to professionalize college athletics. Well, then maybe I'll just go to the pros. If I'm going to coach pro football, I might as well go do that. Like, it was not, he didn't say, oh, no, if they pay. He's saying, like, well, I mean, if they're going to start paying college athletes and I'm considered a professional coach, then I'll just go to the NFL.
Right. Much better context. Don't we consider head coaches professionals anyway?
Yeah, but
it's literally the only amateur sport where everybody's an amateur except for the guys who are coaching them. Like, they get paid literally what – they get paid more than what professional coaches get paid. So right. Maybe you should.
Right. No, but I'm saying what I'm hating on
is like people's
is the way people just took that one little thing and then they just completely ran with it and never even thought, hey, let me go actually see this, because Dabo Swinney is a lot of things. He's not dumb enough to just go say that and then go walk into recruits' houses.
No, you're wrong. Dabo is dumb enough. Dabo's green enough to do that. Mm. I don't think, perfect example. Not getting political.
You can bring up the cap thing.
Yes. You coach a sport where you have 80% black kids. Mm. Like, you know that's however you believe in your faith, you should have it. But you know that's a hot button topic, and you spoke firmly on it. And I commend him for that. But that's the reason why people are coming at him the way they're coming at, because we know how strongly he stood for that. What's to say he doesn't feel the exact same way with this? Two separate issues.
And I think the separate issues are the big deal, because I think regardless of whatever he says about his beliefs or anything like that, people are going to Clemson and they're getting paid when they leave. They're making it to the NFL. I know.
I think that's also the other part is like easy for you to say. There's an FBI investment. There's an FBI wiretap where your guys are getting paid.
Right. I'm gonna stay out of that for now. But they're getting paid. So that will override, because it's part of the bigger goal. There's no way that he's going to just come out and say, I don't think people should make money. It's just not – like, there's just – when I saw somebody post it. I don't remember who it was. But I saw somebody post something on Instagram about it. And my first thought was, there's no way that's true. Like, that was my very first thought. And so I just went and Googled it. And I read the interview, and I'm like, no, it's like completely out of context.
Gotcha.
It's like, y'all literally took this one thing, all of you guys, and just said, bump Dabo. Well, he's a hypocrite.
I think right now Dabo's got to also understand this is part of being at the top.
Like, well, right now you're stuff taken out like of
you're,
context.
You're at the top, and people are going to try to find whatever way to come at you and blemish you a little bit. This is part of the reason why Saban shies away from any comments like this. Have you ever noticed? Like, even with people ask Saban, like, who are you going to vote for? There's an election on Tuesday? Come on, bro. We know you know there's an election on Tuesday. But, and I'm not even, I firmly believe, just like when people get on me, people were like, oh, how dare Bobby vote for Trump? It's a 90-year-old white man from Alabama. Forget his political affiliation. I know who he's not voting for. Right. I know he ain't voting for Hillary.
Right.
Could have been anybody. Like, Saban's just like, Saban's from Alabama. He probably did vote for 45, and I don't, whatever. But I'm not getting in that water. Mm-hmm. It's actually what everybody asks. That's what some coaches do, and that's part of the – now, Saban has a lot of other things that he's seemingly losing control over. But I think if Dabo maybe navigated that a little bit better, he wouldn't have this. But I also think Dabo does a really good job of – or actually being – when you are that successful and you have so many moving parts that you have to control as a CEO coach, you get to have tunnel vision. So you get to like, okay, I said this. Everybody is talking about me, bashing me. They at me. You think he really reads his ads?
Oh, no.
Like I'm
no,
saying, so Dabo he really doesn't care. So
Dabo, I mean, you know what was the funniest part? I think you posted something about this, and I get it with you. Like, you said something about, I don't know if my kid could play for that. Right? You posted.
Well, my kid probably wouldn't play for Clemson anyway.
But hold on. Follow me here. So that's cool. That's cool. You have a background in that. I saw that post about 20 other times. Some of them, like, I know their kid.
Some things changed, too. And I'm just gonna be honest with you, dead honest.
All right.
When Saban left, how Saban left LSU, went to Miami, and then how he left Miami to go back to Alabama, I said I would never let my son play for Saban or any Saban disciple.
Uh-huh.
Because of how he, because of that, that's how they do. Now you know, time's moved on. And like I would let myself play for Saban. That's not even
where I was going,
though.
Where I was going is some of these people that were tweeting this and saying this, I know y'all's kid. You ain't gotta worry about it. Dabo Swinney would have to take the fall of the century and go to some JUCO in Alaska.
Dabo ain't. Your kid ain't getting recruited.
And if Dabo does come calling your kid, you know what you're going to do?
You're going to be like.
You're going to shake his hand and kiss his ring and say thank you.
How are you doing, Coach Swinney?
Biggest fan.
I attend Church of 1122. my son is going to go there. He's going to apply for this special scholarship that only people in 1122 in particular that are athletic that go to Clemson.
That was joking. The funny part.
I only use 1122 because I don't believe they'll be offended by me using that.
That was the funniest part. Is like, and I got this guy in my head that posted it. And I know this kid, and I'm like, oh man,
you straight, bro.
Really ain't got to worry about it, man. You're stressing about something that is a non-issue for you.
Oh, we gotta go. Have you had the talk with Walker? When are you supposed to have the talk with your kids?
Which talk is that?
Like just about girls, not that, not the talk,
not
talk
with Walker,
not
no.
The talk, but just about, dude, you know, girls like you, things like that, or like how you should treat women and things like that.
I just send them to the interweb now.
Oh, smart. Just kidding. My son.
I don't know. I'm guessing like 12, 13.
My son has this thing with women.
No, he's too young. You
no,
can't.
They just eat out of his hand. Like, I come in, I say, go in my office, go hang out. Now, we have some new trainers and things like that. Next thing you know, he's got all the female trainers in my job are all in there, like, catering to him. Mm. Everywhere he goes.
So you want to have a talk with him now?
No, I'm just like, dude. Like,
you
want to
sit him down?
I'm like, dude, you can't have women just eating out the palm of your hand at five, dude.
Oh, no, he can. He can. Now, Walker's going to have an issue because of the whole blonde hair, blue eyes thing he's got going on. But he'll figure it out. I mean, there's certain things like I've already taught him, like mom doesn't open doors.
Oh, okay.
So that don't happen. So you open doors. Then there's stuff like that. But no, the other stuff, you got a good 7-8 years for you need to work on. Okay. Hopefully.
Yeah, because right now I'm sitting here like they're getting him Powerades.
Well, you just think about when you should have had that talk.
My mom never had that
talk. That's what I'm saying. When should she have?
Gotta go to break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yo, Jay, hit it. Let's go. This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go.
The Sports Den on 1010 XL.
Jags OTA. Second one tomorrow. I'll be out there. It's funny because I think, like, I went out to the first one, what was that, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday? No, Monday? What's today? Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Okay. So I went out Tuesday, and, like, there's so many people I didn't even think to look at or for, because I kind of went out there just like, we really can't talk about anything, so I don't really want to see anything, like, and accidentally say something. So I kind of stuck it with receivers and Nick Foles. Tomorrow, I want to, like, focus a little bit more on Fournette.
Okay.
Like, just for my personal viewing pleasure, like, what schematically are they doing with him? But for more for the – to be informative to our listeners is – like you said the other day, does he have that burst back? Is he back? I'll say this. He was working right next to us a little bit, and he looked very happy to be there. Like, dude was completely engaged in what was going on Tuesday. So I think, first off, that's a good sign, right? I mean, I don't know. I've never seen – I don't know. Was he – and that's the thing that how bad did it get last year? And none of us know that because the middle of the season and none of us knew, like, did he look like he not wanted to be there? Because he seems kind of like, regardless of what your opinion on Leonard Fournette is. He seems like a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people overreacted to that last game. Like, when he was on the bench. Like, I mean, every time I've seen him, he's – I mean, he just is who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what kind of makes him a good football player. Like, I mean, sometimes we try to take personality out of people and everything that they do, and that, and it hurts them. Sometimes some people need to have some personality taken out. Like, it affects their work. And that's a fine line we talk about with our quarterback training all the time, specifically at the quarterback position. Like, you want them to have fun, but at the same time, there's a lot of information to process, and you better be really good if you can just turn it on and off. Like, really, really good. I think there are other positions, linebacker, like things like that, where you start taking too much of the personality out and you're going to lose some of the edge that they have that made them so good at that position. Have to have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
See Miles Jack. Like, Miles Jack has all of the ability in the world, but your ability don't do us a whole lot of good if you're fitting up the wrong gap. Right? I don't know where Fournette is in that whole thing. I don't know if – we've talked about this. He's a very charitable guy, does a lot in multiple communities. Follow him on social media. He says some things that you're like, yeah, dude, you probably shouldn't have, like, gone there. But 90% of it is he's just having fun. Seems like a guy that everybody in the locker room gets along with. We don't know the real story there. So, I mean, I think it's fair to ask, in light of the whole Telvin thing, like, does he want to be there? Can you sense that? Where is he? And it seemed like the other day he was dialed in. So I'm going to be paying a little bit more attention to him, along with the other running backs. I just kind of want to see what that position looks like.
I'm curious what the kid from Temple looks like.
His arms look just like they did in the picture.
He does look like a DN.
Bro.
It looks like him and the linebacker we drafted should switch.
Yes, yes, yes. They have two number 30s out there. And so there was one number 30 that we're sitting there watching. We're like, man, his arms aren't that big. Like, it's not. And then somebody said, no, this is different number 30. And then I looked over at that number 30. I was like, oh, dang. Dude is rocked up.
That's funny.
But they didn't really do anything that really gave you that sense of, because you know how it is. Run everything through. Run, you know, you're going to score every play, that type of thing. So there's not that opportunity to see big bursts. So I'll look for that tomorrow. There's literally nothing that I can look for on either line. I do want to, though, try to pay a little bit of attention to Josh Allen. Just not so much where he's lining up, but just everything you hear about the guy, even out there, is just how impressive of a guy he is. On the field, off the field, all that. I just want to see the way he moves.
Yannick gave him a really good compliment.
Did he? He
said he reminds him a lot of him when he first came in the league.
Hope that works out like that. I mean, that'd be awesome to have two Yannicks. No doubt about that. I still don't know how they're going to use him, though. I'm still confused about that.
I mean, put his hand on the ground, stand him up, 3-4. Look, I mean, I'm excited about the third and long packages. Yes. They could put in.
Yes, the third down packages are going to be nasty. If they can get to third and plus six, they got a chance to be something special defensively. What else should I look for tomorrow, though? Because you get out there, and then you just start talking to people, and then you kind of forget. But Foles is going to throw a pretty ball. I mean, he's going to throw spirals. That's just going to happen. Actually, all the quarterbacks are. What else can I really see?
I mean, is everybody all sunshine and rainbows?
Well, I hope so on day number two.
You never know. Everybody seems to think that you have to be – you that NFL players have to like each other. Like, you know, or then and owners and staff, they all have to be in concert.
What do you think? What's the reason behind day one and then the break? Is it so that you can teach? So you go day one, day off, day two, day three is back to back. So is it so that you get film and can kind of teach from that day one?
I guess. I don't really know why I feel. I mean, you would think they want to go.
I'd want to go like 3 days, yeah, right?
That's what I would want to do.
And then have more film to teach off of.
Other than that, it's 4 days in a row, right? And then typically Monday through Thursday to get the weekend off?
I don't know how they do these OTAs. I'm not sure. We've got the schedule in our email box, but I haven't looked at it that far and that much in depth. Is it supposed to be hot tomorrow?
Yes. It's Florida.
It was pretty hot the other day. I was about to say it wasn't bad, but then I caught myself. It was pretty hot. But I'm not going to sit here and complain to all of you.
Actually, no. 85.
I can handle 85, man. Oh, that's the high.
Yeah.
Oh, they've come down on that forecast a little bit.
Yeah.
What's it going to be at 11? 83, 84? Oh, yeah. That's one thing I said when we got into this business, I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sit here and complain about being hot watching a football practice. When there's people listening to us, it's like on top of roofs in that same temperature. I don't think anybody's going to feel sorry for us.
Nah.
Your OTAs that you went through with the Saints.
Muggy. What are you talking about?
South Louisiana. Southern Louisiana is nasty.
Yeah, it was.
Those big-ass mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And you were hungover from all the food the night before?
Not every night. It was more so the weekend that I indulged.
How nervous were you, though, the first couple?
Terrible. I mean, obviously, I called the starting quarterback athletic trainer. So, I mean, I was pretty nervous. But, you know, like, because it was a thing where any day you could be sent home. Like, I was in this, like, that's a stress.
Did you unpack?
Not really. Like, but I never really unpacked. I was in a hotel room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're just there and, you know, you have your – I had enough – I had seven pair of drawers. And I just had a bunch of workout gear and some jeans. So, I mean, I didn't really do anything. All I did was train and go watch movies.
When do you think it's fair to actually start putting some type of judgment to rookies? Meaning, they're swimming right now, right?
Well, it just depends on when you get drafted. So, like, the guys who are on the fence, it's how quick are they picking up the playbook and how well are they and how well are they executing it? Because you're getting hit with a ton of information. You have to unlearn everything that you've learned in the last 3 to 4 years. And you have to relearn these foreign concepts. And once they teach it to you, they expect you to master it, even if you haven't walked through it. You're a true professional now. Like, you should know how to run a flat route. You should know how to run a wheel. You should know how to do all this stuff. Now you just need to learn what they call it or what the play is. And then you got to do it, and you're on the go. I was they were using the fullback then more of an H-back role. I mean, in practice, they didn't really use it in a game, but it was one time I was the only fullback.
Mm. You took every
rep. And I had to take every rep. So you run a wheel route and you can't just, it's no walking back. Mm-hmm. You just ran at full speed. Now you got to draw back. Now you got to do it again. And that was the other thing is like, so we got done. So at Florida State, it'd be like a two and a half hour practice. We got it done in like an hour and a half. So, like, it was because your everything is moving. And
Uber,
then it's a lot
more organized. Yeah,
then it's a lot more mental stuff. But, like, you learn I remember it was four plays out of all the different formations in the morning, go on the field, run those four plays, have meetings, go over the four plays, get cussed out when you didn't do it right, learn four new plays in all the formations, come back the next day, four new plays. And then now when you go out, you have all those plays that you just learned. To go back over to learn four new plays because you have to install the entire offense.
And you're still running the four plays from the day before. You're working everything.
So technically, you learned four, you went through those four immediately. Mm-hmm. Then at night, you got those four, but you didn't walk through those new four. And then you got another new four the next morning and you haven't gone through those. So there's eight new plays on top of the four that you learned. So it's 12 total plays that you got to go, eight of which you've never gotten any experience in. And then after you're done with that practice, they put in four new ones. So
at what point can you go full speed? And that's where I'm getting to. Like, you some have of these to. Guys, like, we're talking about running backs. Like can we get a good judge on this new running back, or is he still feeling his way through this?
He'll still be feeling his way through it, but like, it just you look at the drills. Maybe not so much the plays, but the drills. is what you're looking at.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They did it. Yeah. Can't say that. Never mind. All right, well, that's tomorrow. OTA's tomorrow. We'll get into a ton of that. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Wednesday night edition of the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, on the other side.
XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studio, presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. Going to be a warm weekend. Nice 3-day weekend for the majority of you. Us too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
3-day weekend for us as far as radio is concerned. We won't be here on Monday. We'll come back on Tuesday. So you need to make sure you get by ABC. I mean, Memorial Day, that's a big drinking
big
weekend,
time.
Right? Get by ABC. Get some of the good stuff for your beach vacation. Isn't it crazy how, like, in New York, Memorial Day to Labor Day is literally, like, for a lot of people, like, one they literally go to a different house. You know that, right? It's like a lot of the rich guys, like, that are still working full-time just leave the city and go to the Hamptons for that entire 3 months. That's
what happens when you live in misery. You live in Florida. You don't need, like, you're in a vacation.
Yeah. I guess they do that so that they can get back and forth to work, I guess. Because, I mean, not like there's temperature difference. You can't swim in New York right now, can you?
It's cold.
Yeah. I want to go to the Hamptons just to see. I'm a big fan of just, like, seeing some of these houses. Like, when I used to work a lot in San Francisco, some of those, goodness gracious. It's crazy.
I mean, you're going to your summer home, your summer fifth, Will, in Palm Coast.
My parents. I got to text Sully. Golly. I forgot to text him back today. Hey, you can't come down there Sunday?
Mm-mm. Got a birthday party to go to.
Birthday party on Memorial Day.
On Sunday. On Monday, I'm probably just going to kick it. Have a cigar from thehumidor.com.
Just one?
No, probably two or three. I don't think I have to work. I think I might have one client come in the morning. But other than that, nothing really.
Are y'all open on Monday?
No, we're closed. But
for, are y'all open on Saturday?
One-on-ones. Yeah, we're open Saturday.
Regular schedule?
Yep. Mm. I mean, we're only open half a day on Saturday, so it does.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. I'm trying to get everything in on Saturday so I can do the group on Sunday morning and get to Palm Coast. Or Beverly Beach, technically. It is a nice place, though. Like, you literally, Pops will back his fifth wheel in, and there's, like, this retaining wall, this wall that's probably, I don't know, 6 feet above the sand, and there's the ocean. Uh-huh. Like, you step out of it, and you're sitting. And you know Pops, man. He's got it all worked out. Like, he gets there, he's got this specific cooler, gets the beer this cold, so this is the one that the beer goes in. And then he's got, like, on his fifth wheel, there's, like, an outdoor TV. So they put down this little mat and put the chairs around, and not like there's anything to watch on TV right now. But he's got that going on. He's got a grill that attaches to the fifth wheel. Like, he's got the whole thing. He's living it up.
Pops lives a good life. I want Pops' life.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the Cowboys are not upset at all with Zeke. So they will not be using that against him at all in his contract negotiations. Jerry Jones has changed, man.
Jerry Jones wants to win. And the one thing Zeke can do is run very well.
Jerry Jones has definitely changed as he's gotten older. I think you're right. I think because he doesn't have a Super Bowl, does he? Yeah, he does.
He got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, because he was with Aikman and all them. That was right after he bought the team because he hired Jimmy Johnson. That's right. I bet you he thought, though, man, I'm going to retire with, like, 20 of these dang things. Because what did he get? He got three of them?
Well, then he got rid of Jerry. Not Jerry. He got rid of
Switzer. He got rid
of Jimmy and then brought in Switzer.
And then they had a falling out. And who was after Switzer? Wade Phillips, was it? There had to be somebody in between. Let's see. Dallas Cowboys head coach. Because he had to think.
No, you're – well.
I'm going to leave this thing, like, with a bunch of rings.
It wasn't Bill Parcells, was it?
It may have been.
Jimmy and Chan Gailey.
Oh, dang. Chan Gailey, Dave Campo.
Bill Parcells, Wade Phillips, then Garrett.
So Garrett's been there 9 years?
Wow.
Jimmy Johnson was only there 5 years. Five seasons. Switzer, four. So, yeah, so in those first 9 years, he had six playoff berths, Jerry Jones, three Super Bowls, five NFC East championships, and even Chan Gailey went to the playoffs his first 2 years, and then it just kind of stopped. Bill Parcells went twice. Wade Phillips went twice. So they've continued to win NFC East championships because Garrett's got three. Phillips had two. Parcells had two. No, he had two playoff berths. But Chan Gailey had one. Dave Campo didn't have any. They just couldn't win playoff games. Thanks to that one coach for 29 years, and they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 since then. One coach won 250 games. Tom Landry. It's a good gig.
He's there forever.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow night at Denny_Thompson, at Big Game James 36, at Sports Den. Is it underscore live?
Yes.
At Sports Den underscore live. Go give us a follow. Go listen to us. Go follow us on SoundCloud, 1010XL, or Sports Den. And we will see you guys tomorrow night.